On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, joined in the studio by our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. She has been to see Sister Act at the Hippodrome Theater. How you doing, Judy?
Fine, Tom. Glad to be here.
So nuns all over the news. Suor Cristina won the Italian version of The Voice just a few days ago, and the Hippodrome seems to be having a Whoopi Goldberg spring. It's all Whoopi all the time. In April, they had Ghost, and now we have Sister Act, which, of course, another big movie that Whoopi Goldberg starred in. So, I mean, is there a subgenre of, you know, Whoopi Goldberg musicals all of a sudden?
Well, in these two shows, Sister Act and Ghost actually overlapped on Broadway briefly in 2012. But there haven't been any signs of a Whoopi Goldberg musical theater trend since then. In the case of Sister Act, Whoopi Goldberg is the lead producer. So to make a bad pun, this is a show she really had faith in. The stage show, I should tell you, Tom, is a little different from the movie. It's still about a lounge singer named Dolores who witnesses a murder and the police hide her in a convent until she can testify. But the time period of the stage show has been moved to the disco-loving 1970s. Donna Summer is Dolores's idol. The biggest change is that the police officer in charge of the case has had a crush on Dolores, it turns out, since they were in high school together. So there's a little love interest going on.
There's a love interest in a convent. All right, so now the movie had a memorable soundtrack, a lot of Motown classics, you know, tunes like Rescue Me and I'll Follow Him. Are those same songs still in the stage show?
No, not at all. The stage show has an all-new score by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater. There is, remember, 1970s, a lot of disco flavor. In fact, the second act opens with a number called Sunday Morning Fever, and Dolores' club number, Take Me to Heaven, becomes one of the hymns that she teaches the nuns.
Take me to heaven.
Right, music from the London production of Sister Act. Of course, the most obvious difference, I suppose, between the movie and the stage show would have to be that, you know, Whoopi Goldberg doesn't star in the stage version. I mean, she is such a dominant force, you know, in Sister Act. How well does the star of this touring production fit into Whoopi Goldberg's, you know, very formidable shoes?
Well, interestingly, Tom, Whoopi did do, I think, a couple brief engagements in the London production, but she played the Mother Superior, not the lead. The touring production at the Hippodrome stars an actress named Taria Campbell, who plays Dolores, and she really makes the role her own star turn. She's directed by Jerry Zaks. She doesn't try to imitate Whoopi Goldberg, which is probably smart. Her Dolores seems a little more innocent, maybe a little less sly. And Taria Campbell has a huge voice. She rouses the nuns' choir, and she rouses the audience at the same time.
Although Whoopi Goldberg was very involved in this production, I talked to the fellow who plays the bad boyfriend on our segment In the Bromo, and he said that, you know, she had coached them and talked to them, and, you know, she's a producer of the thing. So her imprint is there.
Oh, definitely.
Even if she's not there herself. So I'm getting the sense here that you feel that Sister Act, you know, really does work as a musical. So will it make even me a believer?
Well, it does work, and I think it might, Tom. The Sister Act, of course, was a movie about singing nuns, so it absolutely works. The show even gives the police officer a reason to sing. He's played by Chester Gregory, who did some time in Hairspray. Here he's recreating his Broadway Sister Act role, and he has a big number, I Could Be That Guy, that he sings with a chorus of homeless people doing backup. He has a great low register, and he has almost a glass-shattering falsetto at the other end. On stage, the nuns aren't just singing nuns, they're also dancing nuns. The choreography
everything
is,
but yeah, a flying
yeah,
nun,
exactly,
I guess. Yeah,
just about. The choreography is by a choreographer named Anthony Van Last, and they have sequin costumes in the final number that, frankly, put the finale costumes in a chorus line to shame. The stained glass windows illuminate all sorts of different colors like disco lights in the church. And it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to see the way the audience becomes the congregation in the church. Dolores makes the Monsignor a believer. She eventually makes the stern Mother Superior a believer. She even makes the Pope a believer. And she in this show certainly made believers of the audience on opening night.
It sounds like fun. Sister Act is at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore through Sunday. We'll have complete information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Jay Wynn Russick, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.